Maybe you can help me. I need to know if I was involved in a domestic violence situation. Because I honestly don't know. I'll give you the facts and you can tell me. There's a gray area here, okay? Here's what happened. I was with this girl and we got into a pretty heated dispute, right? We're going back and forth and it got to the point where there was some name calling happening, right? She finally was like, "You're a fuckface." And I was like, "Ooh, that's good shit. I like that." That got me riled. So I snapped back. I called her the C word, right? But no, I didn't actually call her the C word. I called her the C word. I go, "You're being the C word right now." I intimated, and that's not calling somebody the actual C word. I intimate. And she goes, she started crying. She goes, "That's the same thing." I go, "It's not the same thing. I didn't say this word. I said, you're being the C word." She goes, "It's the same thing, you fuckface." And I was like, "All right, in that case, cunt. All right, now we're even." I felt like an ignoramus the second that left my lips. I didn't want to say it, but I said it. And I wanted to apologize immediately and be like, "Oh, you know, I'm an asshole. I shouldn't have said that." And when I turned to say I'm sorry, the second I turned, what did she do? She went, and she spit right in my face. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Unless you just brush your teeth. If it's a minty fresh spit, then I'll... But this was more of a potatoes au gratin spit, and that's not... So she spit, and that was crazy. And then she already had my computer tower in her hand, and she threw it. And it was almost slow motion as it went by, because all the porn I'd ever collected was on that. I just hit a fucking terabyte. Computer smashes. And then just between the spitting and then the computer, I snapped and I hit her, right? But no, I didn't hit her with my hand or a fist. I hit her with a Nerf bat. My little nephew's Nerf bat was there, so I just gave her a little tag. Well, yeah. Should I feel bad? I mean, I think even a judge would throw that out of court, right? No, it was made for that kind of tomfoolery, no. I think all the girls are laughing. As long as the girls are laughing, I think. The only thing I did leave out a couple little fun facts. Before I hit her with it, I dipped it in water. That's what I forgot to tell you. And I put it in the freezer for 5.5 weeks. I kind of knew I was going to do it. What else? What else can I talk about?
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
More Like Radio, less like crap.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you.
I said duty. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
What? Okay, describe what you use this for, please.
Well, this is pleasing one yourself. That touches you in all three places simultaneously.
It goes in the butt, in the vag,
and the clit. Yes, but like, do you have to go in and out? Does it vibrate on its own? Like, what does it do?
It vibrates.
Okay.
It's in right now.
It doesn't have batteries.
There's no batteries in right now.
We had to swap them. So, you know, you got one in the front, one in the middle, one in the back.
I thought I was creepy. I didn't know this existed.
This is a good time right there.
I just found it on Adam and Eve. I'm like, I have to try this.
You don't.
What is this?
It's pretty big.
Fantastic.
It's pretty big.
Let me see it.
This is the only one that we have a name for.
No, we have two.
Hold on. Before you show me, what are the names? Tell me.
Are you going to bring out Oath Keeper?
Oh, it's in her hand.
It's Oath Keeper. There it is.
It's right there. Oath Keeper?
That's Oath Keeper.
Oath as in, like, I swear on the oath of my father kind of thing?
Yup. Yep.
Oath Keeper.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah! Oh, 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 oh! Here we go now! Here we go now! Here we go now!
Here we go now! I just want to run out. Who doesn't love this song?
Here we go now! Here we go now!
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday night.
Here we go! Here we go!
Now listen. September 1st, 2015.
And some of y'all don't.
Here on morelikeradio.com.
Some of y'all might bear witness, but some of y'all won't. But listen, let me clear my throat.
You're listening to Dutch and Royce. Obviously, like you just said, morelikeradio.com, morelikeradio.com/.
I hope you don't mind. Out,
like I said, Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Bahama Bay, Philadelphia.
What is it?
I'm just singing a song.
God damn.
Of the Funky Five.
Man, what just a great, like,
dude,
like,
brilliant,
he,
right?
He was known for one song, but it was like one of the greatest live performances ever.
It is true. I mean, it is brilliant, you know?
The whole song. Do you know song, who this is?
Yeah. Fuck. God damn it.
I know you know. If it, does anybody in the room know who it is? Everybody knows the song, but you know who actually did it.
Yes, yes. I did, actually.
Master Flex?
No.
Nope.
No, no, no. It's, DJ Cool, DJ Cool, DJ Cool,
DJ Cool. There you go,
DJ Cool, right? I don't know what I wanted to say. DJ Quick for a second. I knew it was a DJ. It was that or DJ from Full House.
I thought it was Devon Dudley.
It was not. Get the tables, John.
So look at him. Check the flavor.
Hold on, let's let it right out.
And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat.
This is another one of those floor packers. You play it like because I DJ gigs every once in a while. You play this and everybody loves it. Awesome.
Of course. This
I love it.
And the cha-cha slide.
Can the song ever transfer like in the studio properly, or do you have to have like the audience with you? This
I think that's the charm of it. Like something about the whole live feel. Like, they record it really well. And this happened like what, 94, I think, is when
really?
That.
That's been that long?
Dude, it was a long time ago that got recorded.
Damn.
Someone rock a wiki on that for me.
A wiki.
Someone. Anyway, sorry. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Also here with Marie Lopez.
You know what else will make you feel old?
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Rowling tweeted today that Harry.
She loves DJ Cool too.
Loves him. Biggest fan.
That Harry and Ginny's firstborn son would be going to Hogwarts today.
Whoa.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
No, that blew my mind. That kind of blew my mind.
I think she just said that so she could start writing her new book based on him. What's his name? What's Harry Potter's kid's name?
There were a couple of them, but
I don't give a fuck. The
Albus,
one in the movie.
Yeah, none of this matters.
It was the oldest one.
Whimsical, Mimsy, Sirius Potter.
The one that was not named after Severus Snape, the other one.
Severus Snape would have been a good rap name, too. Now that we're on, right?
We're also here with Johnny Cakes Sanzari.
Cakes.
That's his thing now.
Is that your new thing?
Yep.
Well, for this show.
You've been doing the laser thing. For
no,
so long
for this
now.
Show. For this show. For this show.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hi, everybody.
Mediocre.
Super producer, girlfriend of the super producer, Sherry Dahl.
Hello.
An advertising juggernaut, may I add?
Advertising juggernaut.
No, I'm just saying that because she does the advertising and she has jugs.
We got some new shit to sell for you guys.
Yep, we do. Yes. It's not up yet. They're going to be up soon. But we got like a whole bunch of new sponsors. So we are going to be shilling it.
Because Sherry worked her tail off.
Yes.
Yeah. So now give me some tail.
She shaked her bonbon all over the place.
Did you just say give me some tail?
Yeah, give me some tail.
Bonbon.
Come on, you shake it my
shake
way.
Shake it bone, shake it bone, bone, shake it bone, bone.
Look, Sherry
I
knows.
Am delirious from fighting with Verizon and GoDaddy this week. It's just been just hell. I'm actually punchy. Like not the mediocre radio talent punchy, but you know, when you feel punchy. Hey, I upgraded him to mediocre. Don't laugh.
Every time.
I love him. The thing is, I love him. I
fucking love the guy.
I love him so very much, but he's so much fun to pick on. You know what it is? Because we can't pick on him for being fat anymore, so we have to figure something else out.
Right.
Now we have to make fun of him for going to Whole Foods.
Same thing. Like, we can't make fun of Hammy for being fat anymore. The motherfucker's lost a person. It's ridiculous.
And he's happy and dating people.
And having sex on the reg.
Everyone is improving.
Yeah.
No.
He's having sex on the reg.
On the reg?
Not on the rag.
What the hell is going on with the Brain Stew boys? Like, they're all getting pussy everywhere. Like, this isn't supposed to happen.
I don't know.
I don't know what Punchy is. I know Hammy is, though.
No. But Hammy definitely is. I don't know. Punchy just very mysterious lately. I don't know what he does.
It's Brain Stew 2.0.
Is that him now?
Yeah, that was him like a couple days ago.
The fuck with his foot? Look at him. He looks like an extra in a Scorsese movie.
So he lost weight in his chin and realized, hey, I have.
Who is this chick that's way too hot for him really quick? Can we address this for a second?
I don't know who she is. All I know is,
I love how we're all obsessed with this.
Someone tell Formo Fatso to call in.
I think that it's someone that he might be seeing. Well, I don't know the details.
Whatever.
Maybe he's talking. Oh, is that his bae?
That's it.
Maybe that's his bae.
Is that hamster's new squeeze?
If that is, the guy is batting out of his fucking league big time. Look at him.
That'd be like a retard hitting a homer off of Babe Ruth.
You know how hard it is to compliment Hammy for me? And this is really tough right now. I don't know what's happening in the world. It's true, though. This station has a lot of fatsos that lost a lot of weight. Good for us.
Cats are going to start marrying dogs.
I know.
We are the healthiest radio station out there.
It's crazy.
I finally got past 200 pounds.
I've seen radio guys.
Yeah, good touch. Mitch has a good point.
That doesn't mean much.
We're probably the healthiest at this point, and that's not saying much at all because, come on. I mean,
when I first got my job at the company I'm at now, I was just looking around the room. I hadn't met the radio guy that was there yet, but I looked around and I saw him like, that's him. I was able to point him out just by looking at him.
Yeah, when I first got in radio, it's like you would hear these girls on the radio, like the DJs who would do like the afternoons or whatever, and you're thinking they're going to look good, and you see them, they're like, ooh, you're a heifer.
I sure hope that's Hammy that just called in.
Yes, it is.
Oh, perfect. I just sent a Facebook message. Okay.
Is that your new, Whoa. Is that the new pussy you're smashing?
I need to know.
I'm taking, it's the photo of us in front of the fountains with the selfie of us.
You have your sunglasses on and your weird
Spider-Man shirt.
You and your sexy little half smile.
What's happening?
Yeah, that would be the new girl I'm dating.
Holy shit! Holy shit! Bravo! Oh,
good for you, man.
Seriously,
she's cute.
Dude. Holy.
You're not just saying that? You really think so?
No,
You know, this is like, this is like Lou Gehrig hitting a home run after the disease.
Yeah, I don't even understand it. I said
because the thing is, a lot of people are like, oh, dude, she's really cute, man. You say that to your friends, you don't want to make them feel bad.
We love making you feel bad. Hold on.
Definitely say it.
Did I ever call your ex-wife really cute?
Nah, no.
Okay, then. So then when I say it, I'm being honest. I don't pull smoke up your ass, sir. Honestly, I wanted you to call in because first we were talking about the weight loss, but I didn't see this picture until Mitch posted it. She is, how old is she? She's younger than you, right?
Yeah, she's 25.
Jesus, fuck, good, wow. I
love that mid-20s pussy, man.
Holy shit, dude, congratulations, for real. Not pulling smoke up your ass, because I would make fun of you on air and be nice to you off air. Yeah, so I'm being nice to you.
We wish she wasn't. Yeah. We actually kind of hate you right now because she's cute.
Do you know how hard it is for me to be nice to Hammy on air? It just goes against everything I believe in. And first off, the weight loss, fucking good job, dude. Seriously, look at a different person. You really do.
I like the fact that I can wrap my one arm around her and actually feel all around her stomach versus what I am leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you could. Well, you know what? That is very, very fair. Seriously, dude. Number one, yeah, that's awesome.
As far as like body type and shape and attractiveness I have for her compared to when I'm leaving, I'd say it's an upgrade for sure.
What Dennis said in the chat room, what Royce is saying, and bring her to Florida so he can have a shot at her. Yeah, why don't you come down? Let's party. It worked out fine, Marie.
Don't do that, dude.
What happened? Marie didn't do anything with Kelsey. Happened?
Marie molested my girlfriend.
Okay, fine.
Molested mine too, but you don't see me complaining.
Well, you got to watch. I was busy swimming in the walls and shit.
You were busy kissing me.
Yeah, I was busy kissing Royce and succulent lips.
Well, you guys will be happy to know that she is more than willing to come to Florida with me because I told her a lot about you guys.
Yes,
hold on. I'm sorry. How long have you guys been dating, technically?
Officially dating, roughly a month.
Well, tell me.
So official, like you would introduce her as your girlfriend, as your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
You should come and visit Florida. I'll introduce you to Oath Keeper, and that's it. You know, it's no. I mean, we'll have a good time, Hammy. No, but seriously, you guys should visit. It would be fun. We have the spare room. We could hang out. You could actually be with someone that's smiling all the time instead of looking through me like I'm not a person. So, you know.
Yeah, what I'm most happy about is she actually listens to Brainstew and actually supports the show and likes what I do. I mean, I'm surprised. Like, I've never felt like that before.
Isn't it crazy?
First person, period.
You see that, man? That's pride fucking with you.
Has she met Joe yet?
Do not. Hold on. Listen, me and Marie are married, so you don't have to worry. Marie might molest. Marie's going to molest your girlfriend, but.
I'm not going to molest anyone.
She probably
molest everybody.
Molest me, Marie.
It's not molestation if you wanted it.
Fine, fair enough. Marie will have a consensual relationship, but regardless of what I was going to say is, not Joe. Please don't. Don't let
has
him.
Has she met Claudia yet?
He's a vampire. And I say that she I love Joe.
She hasn't met Joe in person, but she has heard him on the show.
Oh, no.
And she's like, oh, Joe seems like a fun character, saying it very sarcastically, meaning that he creeps her out.
Yes.
That makes me so happy.
You know what? That's fucking funny.
Because this girl I'm dating, she's half black, and all of a sudden now she's a downgrade for you. Wait, guys. That's crazy.
She is?
Oh,
I'm seeing it more now. Oh, okay. I didn't.
I was gonna ask, but then I was like,
being racist for being funny.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, but then I'm like, there's no reason to ask. It doesn't even matter.
Wait, she's what?
I don't see color.
She's a daywalker.
I didn't see the color, but I saw it in the hair.
I see it now. Okay. Oh, dude, good for you, black.
Even better.
I still don't see it. She just looks really tan.
I love how we. I love how we.
Really like.
Hey, we're not the red. Hey, we're not the fucking red show. It's actually okay if you date a black chick. We would actually support it. You know, we're not as racist as they are.
No, dude, I've hooked up with 2.5 black chicks.
2.5.
But yeah. See, so when Joe went off on racist tirades about, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, she's like. She said, quote, I'm not going to lie. It was very difficult for me to listen to that. So I'm like, okay, great.
Don't. First off, she's not going to affect number one. Number two, see, the thing is, you can't tell Joe that he's going to do it more now. And third, I love Joe. I think he's awesome. But that is she.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Is she 100% or is she mixed?
Obviously,
white mother, black father.
Oh, all right. Nice.
He said she was half.
I don't know, half Hispanic or half. It was something else. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
So by mixed, you mean she's half of something?
Yeah.
Okay. So by half, you mean she's like mixed with something else then, right?
Do you not know fractions?
I'm on Royce's page. I'm just trying to figure out exactly.
John, let him finish making fun of me.
She's a mixture of white, black, and Native American.
Oh, ooh.
Wait, more than 16%?
Can she own a casino?
I think she probably can.
Well, I don't know.
Figure that shit out. You'll be millionaires.
Yeah, there you go. Problem solved. No, but that's awesome. She's really...
has like a sort of a drinking problem like me.
Holy crap, dude. She's really attractive. Sort of. I mean...
Yeah, I think she's pretty good looking too.
No, I mean, great. I mean, like
I
you said,
question.
Good upgrade.
Hammy, like, where'd you guys meet?
Okay, Cupid.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nope. That's like, dude, 90% of relationships are getting hooked up with that these
days. I was on Okay Cupid. I was talking to maybe 8 to 10 girls at a time, and she was one of them. And we met, and I had a very awkward first date because I was at that nervous stage where I didn't know what to say without, you know, sounding cool, douchey, or offending her or anything. But once we agreed that, you know, hey, we kind of like each other, let's give this dating thing a shot, seized all contact with the other girls, and we've been good since.
Good for you, buddy.
Hey. I think I'm on OkCupid in a different, like I'm in the wrong state, because I'm getting, like, trannies, and I can't even get, like, a hello out of them.
You gotta click a no for that.
I didn't. It was one of those things that, like, she visited me. And I was like, okay. And I'm looking at the profile like,
hold on a second. You got visited by a transsexual girl?
If you guys still have my OkCupid account, she's somewhere in there.
I don't have it anymore, but
that's fine.
You got visited as she showed up to your house?
She showed up to your house.
No, like, you know, people like visit your, Hammy knows what I'm talking about. Like,
visit your page.
Yeah, you get a notification if someone visits your profile.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant like she was a ghost or something.
Right. I was going to say like she actually, showed up.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Miami has a lot of transsexuals on.
No, they do. They do.
Doesn't even look like one. When I saw the pictures, I was like, oh, okay, Tammy, blah, blah. And then it was like hyphen TS.
Oh, dude, you're about to get best of both worlds in that. You should have definitely gone for it.
I thought I
for the story for the show. Do you actually care about the show or not?
Hold on,
gotta go on a date with a transsexual.
Maul has a very good point.
We have to show how tolerant we are.
Maul has a good point. She says you have to paint lamb's blood over your door, John. That way they won't visit you. So that is how you. Actually,
I don't think it's the Passover
code. Are you sure?
It's funny. It's like a ritual now. Like I wake up in the morning and I go like, nope, like, nope, like, and then like, and I do that like every day. Nothing, even on Tinder.
I was gonna say, is Tinder not working for you? Do Tinder work,
John?
For me?
I have a okay. You know, here's what we're doing.
Never worked.
Here's what we're doing. Right. No, here's what
Tinder failed. Tinder failed miserably for me.
I'm doing something.
It worked perfectly for me when I was single.
I have a pretty big following on Facebook, as everyone knows, just to toot my own horn. I am going to make it my personal mission to post pictures of John, say he's single and available, and I'm going to show you that women will contact you.
Is he ready to mingle, though?
Are you ready to mingle? I need to know. Swipe right swipe right for yes.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yep. All right, perfect.
By the way, I still need to, dude. I've had so many ideas of doing like the real life
live action Tinder
thing with a video.
Hammy,
I keep forgetting.
I don't know why it hasn't been done on Vine yet, except people just saying, "Oh, pussy."
That was our whole idea, but we keep forgetting to do it.
And Hammy, by the way, here's why Tinder didn't work for you, because you're not a douchebag like Dutch. Dutch was on there to fuck. You were looking for a relationship. It's the only
Tinder is no, dude. With Tinder, I put I implied that I was ready to fuck, and that's all I wanted. And with OkCupid, the reason why I got so many responses from girls is I acted mysterious and pretended not to give a flying fuck about them, and that's how I got responses.
Oh, I thought that was because we all wrote your profile for you.
That too.
Not you.
Because it probably wasn't helpful.
Him didn't work for me.
Well, did you act like you didn't care, John? Or did you call them trannies?
Yeah, maybe you should start taking tips from...
That's probably what it was. I didn't call one a tranny. She said it in her profile.
Okay.
Well, maybe you should start taking tips from Hammy, since he's in the thick of things anyways.
Yeah, Hammy seems to be like the new Hitch. A mediocre Will Smith movie.
Yeah, Hammy, you going to help John get laid too? Give him some
tips.
I'm
going to make it my personal thing. John, send me in the chat, in the Facebook chat
we've
later.
We've been doing this bit
later.
How long have we been doing together?
This is
7 years now?
This isn't a dating site. I'm going to post it, and I know that there's plenty of single women in Florida, mind you, even South Florida, by the way, that are looking. So I'm going to put it up there, and I guarantee you we're going to get you a couple people to talk to. Now, we might have to do one of those movie things to put an earpiece in so we could talk you through it, but it'll be fine.
Right.
I find it terrifying that Marie just asked me to help John get laid.
I never thought I'd hear that either. That's like
that is kind of embarrassing.
I did not think that would be something I would hear either.
I didn't mean it to be embarrassing. It just sounds like that you're doing a good job, Hammy.
I'm lighter. Flattered and I'm flattered and my confidence went up a bit, but I'm sorry, John.
It's okay. On a lighter note, since everything that happened recently, I'm now down to 195 pounds.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, okay, thank you. Like, shut up. What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
John, just
wanted to brag. All right, guys, I'm going to listen to the show from my computer.
I'm going to hang up and let you guys answer.
I'm going to let you answer.
All right, man.
Got him.
Later.
Later, guys.
See ya.
Later, skater.
Fucking Hammy, man. Jesus
Christ.
Good
for him, buddy. Because after that whole news broke, like, I was just like, oh, man, that sucks for him.
Yeah, but, no, man, he is doing good. Finally, like I say, his ex-wife was a...
I don't think it ever sucked for Hammy. Outside of the initial news, Once you pulled the band-aid off?
Right, but I mean, just saying, like, just for Hammy, because he's a sweet, sensitive young man. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, but I think the marriage would have sucked more for him.
Yes.
Right.
The world is his oyster, as they say.
Oysters. Shuck it?
Shuck it.
Your mom says, hey,
God, that's a good bumper
you
sticker.
Make an Ashley and Madison account.
The world
says, I hear the secure as fuck.
The world is your oyster. Shuck it. Put that. That's a new More Like Radio bumper sticker going out right now. Print it. Print it.
Oh, guys, you guys remember that asshole couple that pretended to be pregnant and got like,
Ashley Madison account.
Yep. The dude had an Ashley Madison account.
That fucking Jesus and Lord and the Christ is God.
And we have kids and we had an abortion to get attention because, I don't know why.
That guy that had like 19 kids in a reality show?
No. Oh, that as well.
That guy as well,
talking about that couple we were trashing a couple of weeks ago that had that video that went viral where he surprised her with her own pregnancy test because she pissed in the toilet. Everybody knew it was fake, but for whatever reason, it went viral. And then them a week later were crying about that. Oh my God, we have a miscarriage. And it really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because they were like, no, you can't get pregnant through toilet water. First of all, second of all, you're taking something that's horrible that a lot of couples have actually been through and trying to get more YouTube hits out of it. And they did both.
Now, mind you, I don't really.
Turns out that piece of shit was on Ashley Madison.
I don't really give a shit. Like it seems like every person was on Ashley Madison that ever existed, apparently.
Oh, I'm on it. They don't have my credit card information. It's just my name.
Obviously,
so.
Yeah. But my point is that it seems like everybody at some point apparently was on the site, but they're making it seem like there's all these dudes are just fucking evil because they were. But then again, who were they fucking? They were fucking women, right?
Other dudes, because it was 95% dudes.
I guess you're right.
There's a lot of guys in there, yeah.
There is. You're right. I wonder that side even ever worked. Did anyone ever have sex? I'm just wondering, has
gay
it ever
sex?
Worked?
From what I read, women did.
Women
because
had
women sex. Because women didn't have to pay for it, so they could just use it.
It was free for them, yeah.
It was free for women. So guys basically, and I also read they made a shitload of bots. Like they had people working full time making fake profiles and having these bots go on there. You know, when you're going on a dating site or whatever, you get these pop-up windows say, hey, cutie, I'm in your area. You want to chat? You know, whatever. It's all bots. Well, women don't get those bots. So they have free range to talk to whoever they want and fuck whoever they want, where guys have to fend off all of these fake bots and not get anything ever.
Well, the thing is, not only was it a lot of bots, Mitch, is that they also had a lot of paid employees who would just their job all day was to communicate with guys who communicated with their fake profile.
Right.
And so they would sit there and communicate with them back and forth. And then, something would come up when they would try to meet up. You know what I mean? Everything was always vague.
Right, but they couldn't,
it seemed you're actually talking to a real person. Right.
Well, see, the thing with the employees doing it is they could never meet up because you didn't have the right membership level. Oh, I can't see this because of your membership level. You need to upgrade to the $250, whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was a scam.
I never thought that Craigslist would be way more secure to cheat with than a real website because it is. Think about it.
How about a bar?
Yeah, no one talks about fucking Craigslist anymore.
A bar, people go to bars, and I get it, but Craigslist is just easier because you don't have to sit there and buy a girl a drink and listen about her 15 cats for 10 hours.
Or how about a jealous best friend?
There you
or
go.
How about
there you go. Do that.
A sister.
Oh,
who
those
really like the other sister.
What about MySpace?
What about MySpace?
Black Lives Matter.
Listen, I don't know.
I've actually looked up on MySpace back in the day.
So did I.
I'm impressed that Hammy had OkCupid work for him because I never had faith in any of those dating sites.
Yeah. Tinder's the only one that ever worked for me.
Don't worry, because John's going to use the patented Royce dating system. I'm going to use all my social media to get him laid. I need your good pictures, John. It's happening.
Hey, hotornot.com worked for me back in the day.
Okay, true.
Did you get laid from it, or you just got a lot of positive affirmation from it?
Both. Really? Apparently, I was 98% hotter than everybody else on the website. And
right,
got
they
a
show
your
name and people got in contact with me and be like, hey, I saw you on Hot or Not.
No, Hot or Not turned into like a sort of pre-Tinder for a while where you could actually meet people on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Holy shit.
Yeah, so you can. Now, especially, I think they have an app, too.
Ew, it's still on?
Yeah, I know. It's weird, but they do.
Who's downloading that app?
I don't know.
Still lonely Asians?
More like roaming Asians.
Roan reagents.
What?
Yeah,
it's so dumb. It's
what is the weirdest like avenue of communication that has avenue worked for you guys as far as hooking up goes? For me, it was Tinder because I got on that thing when it first came out because I was freshly single from Kelly, and then for whatever reason that just worked for me.
The thing is,
Well, aside from hotornot.com, back when Match was free, but unless if you communicated with somebody, because now it's like you got to pay to like do anything. But in the beginning of Match's heyday, it was a free site, and you would just put on in your profile, "Hey, if you want to talk to me more, here's my AOL account."
Wait, does Hot or Not not do the rating thing anymore?
No.
What's the point?
What the hell?
I also
I just looked up mine and it doesn't show how hot I was anymore.
Oh no! Now you'll never know.
I've been with.
I never put myself up there.
I've been.
I don't know what I am. I want to know.
Holy shit! I wonder if I'm still on hotornot.com. Seriously, type in StudJ183.
Oh no!
Come on.
No, John. No.
Or StudJ182. Now, it was one of those.
StudJ183.
Yep.
Now hold on. To answer your question, Dutch, earlier, me and Maria have been together for 11 years, so we really did. I never use a dating website because what?
Right.
For?
I mean, well,
but you know, I will tell you my weirdest. I do have
had anything before. That.
I did. I do have a weird avenue. Two times actually. AOL chat rooms. Look locally in Florida. You put ASL in there, and you could meet chicks and you could date them. Now I remember I was 18 years
ASL?
Old. ASL. Age, sex, location, motherfucker.
Oh,
I was 18 years old and I, you know, found this in this chat room talking to this girl and she sends me pictures, you know, which whatever they looked, you know, kind of like they looked okay. This was MySpace magic before MySpace. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I go to meet her and this is not a joke and not an exaggeration. She weighed like 400 pounds. She was fucking huge. And I remember I said, oh, we'll go to the comedy club. I was a douchebag. I feel bad about this to this day. I have to be full disclosure. I feel bad about this. But when I was 18 and I go, yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. I said, hey, you know, just go in the comedy club. I'll meet you inside. She went inside. I left. I just left. I left her there.
Dude.
The thing is she's pretty big. She probably could have covered both of our two drink minimums. I'm not that worried. But I will say I feel bad.
What did you do? Like, hey, I got to go make a call?
No, I said, you go in first. I got to get something for my car.
That's fucked up.
I was 18. Leave me alone. I feel bad. I feel bad. I feel bad saying it, guys. I'm sorry.
That's pretty bad.
It's bad, right?
I'm also distracted by Mitch's baby face without a beard. I had no idea that's what you looked like.
That was like.
Oh, that's the picture you had?
Yeah, was like 7 or 8 years ago.
Is it in the chat?
For the listeners, we're looking at his Hot or Not profile.
I'm not.
No.
John, what did you say your username was?
Just the ruler of everything, aren't you?
2000. Yeah, that picture's 10 years old.
John, what was your username?
Where is this goddamn picture?
I'm actually logging in right
room,
now.
Stupid. No, it's not. Well, I'm having chat room issues. I'm sorry.
Royce, go to hotornot.com/chimheil.
Like it's not in my bookmarks.
Or not. You're right. It says in the about me, I'm 19 and I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
This is written like a 4-year-old wrote it.
I am in Afghanistan right now, and in the two. How do you say that? the second.
Look at your face.
I know, right? It's hot.
You are adorable, right? You are a handsome boy.
And being in good shape. That's all I just wanted.
I loved your picture, by the way. The one, your fucking tan that you have, your fucking army
tan. I am also fairly smart. Click yes if you want to talk.
I am an outdoorsy type of guy.
Wait, I am 19 and am from Minnesota, period. I am in Afghanistan right now with the... 22nd
of the
sorry two fourth. The second okay there you go.
My favorite is the I am also fairly smart
parachute infantry regiment.
I am also fairly smart.
I love lifting weights, running, and being in good shape.
You know what bothers me about
this? That's part of lifting weights.
I know. I don't.
Why'd you have to have both?
You know what?
Second of all, with the and, you don't need comma there, dummy.
This is not
way too many periods. Way too many statements.
Comma Dutch. I believe.
And by the way, you used to live weights? No shit. You're out of town.
Used to. What, you can't tell?
No. Not even a little bit. No, because you look kind of buff in those pictures, doesn't he, Dutch? Look at those. He's like
a little bit.
Yeah, he looks like he actually, you know, did more than smoke e-cigs and scream at his computer screen all day and be mad at his coworkers.
I don't like his V for Vendetta haircut that he has in this.
Leave him.
That's the face. Funny. That's the face of a man who's not brewed his own beer.
Wow. I just
yet.
Oh man.
Yet.
Yeah, I know AOL chat room for me. And then also one more time, I met this other girl and we had sex. It was all right, I guess. It was weird because that was the beginning. So it's like really to date online was odd. You know, no one really did it.
Yeah, people kind of looked at you weird and like, oh, you need to go online. Yeah. Nowadays, it's like, well, hell yeah.
Yeah, I have fucking
get all the awkward talk out of the way.
I have things to do.
But if we had Tinder 10 years ago?
Yes.
God, dude. That would be the amount of pussy I would have gotten back when I was sexy Dutch. Mm-hmm. I'm like sort of chubby beer Dutch now.
Yeah, you know what,
man,
you look
be so hot.
Yeah, Dutch now has the retired
in my band days. Oh my
Dutch
god,
has the retired baseball player look now.
Yeah, I got a dad bod now.
He's like
what,
probably like, you know what Jeff Conan looks like now or something. That's a
Jeff
good reference.
Conine canine.
That's a good reference.
I don't know the reference, so
the baseball player. The baseball player.
Strong, South Florida.
Strong jawline. You watch baseball. You really don't?
I do. I watch the Phillies.
Yeah, World the Series fucking Marlins. He beat the shit. Okay, forget it. I'm not even going to talk about baseball. I refuse.
You know what's better is when you have to explain a reference.
Yeah, no, it's my favorite part. John got it.
I didn't get it.
But you're an idiot, so it doesn't matter.
John, what was a weird way that you've hooked up with a chick? It doesn't have to necessarily be... I know you probably have 1,000 of these stories, but like, doesn't have to have to be through the internet, but just a weird way of being, hey, you want to fuck? Let's fuck.
Yeah, I got one. It was a girl that worked at a bar, Falcon Pub, and started hanging out with her outside of Falcon Pub.
Wait, which one? Had,
I'm sorry?
Which one? Do I know her? Was that when I was down there?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, so we were hanging out one night, and she said, hey, you want to go to the beach and pick seashells? I'm like, okay.
At night?
Now, this is before they said Netflix and chill, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you pick her seashell?
So anyway.
Does she know how to use your three seashells?
I do.
Okay.
We parked in like this like public parking spot parking area. We go to Dania Beach. We walk up
classy.
She grabs my hand, leads me up to a lifeguard tower, and we start fucking on the balcony of a lifeguard tower. Ooh. Like completely naked on the beach.
Like Baywatch style.
I guess if they ever had sex in Baywatch on the
tower. Oh, they always did. Never saw it, but
was happening.
It was implied.
Trust us.
So, but yeah, so that so I guess like, you know, hey, a code for fucking was go and pick seashells.
Why?
Not to like one up you, but I've told a story on the air before about that that chick I banged
stairwell?
In the stairwell.
Stairwell chick. Some
stairwell girl in some shitty bar in New Jersey.
To any bar in New Jersey.
That story makes me happy every time.
Oh, that was so fucking gross, but awesome at the same time.
I have another one. Back in high school, I took a girl out for a date, and then I'm pull up into her parking garage.
Is this when you fingered her asshole, and then you crash your car into her garage?
Yep.
Yeah, we remember that one. That's one of my favorite ones of all time.
Well, hold on, for new listeners,
yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, John. No, go ahead.
Went to go see a movie and then driving her home. And then I thought it'd be nice to like because dropped off her friend. And then the second that I pulled up into her driveway, it happened so fast. She goes, oh, finally. And then she like lunges over to me in the driver's seat.
Hold on. There's ladies listening. Say it slowly. Come on.
Yeah.
OK, so. I pull up into her driveway.
Ooh, I like it.
She takes a really big, long, heaving breath.
Ooh, said, Barry White voice. I love it.
And she said, with her sultry lips, finally.
Ooh, I'm getting a little worked up here.
Oh, yeah.
And mind you,
can you get down to the Barry White register?
So,
I got it down.
And mind you, this was back in the day when I just finished working for Car Fashion.
Cat Fancy.
My car was all that didn't need to be told. Car was all decked out with black lights inside the car.
African American lights.
Jesus Christ. She starts grabbing my hog, and
this whole show's an inside joke. It's an inside joke, dude. Sorry, go ahead.
Deep down in her pants, and started fingering her, thinking that I'm fingering her. Turns out I was fingering her beehole.
So you got, now what made you realize that you weren't fingering her vagina,
the
but
smell.
You had your finger in her rod hole?
It was the smell.
She said in a high pitched squeal, "That's my butthole."
Holy shit, John.
That's hold on, like, did you like, because I've shaken your hand before, you have pretty sturdy like lumberjack
type
meaty hands.
Bass player
did
hands.
You mush those like stumps directly, like did you kind of like caress it, and was she actually liking it for a second, or what happened?
Like, I was like cupping like the front of her pubis region like a bowling ball. And my ring finger, I thought my ring finger, I actually overshot the landing. And,
you were trying to do NES Top Gun landing, pull up, and you pulled down too much?
Right. Yeah. I rented a power glove from Blockbuster Video. And I tried to play Top Gun. And I had no idea. I completely forgot that the car was in drive, and I idled into her garage. Like I tapped it. I was like, oh shit. so then I backed up, and then
he said, "I'm punching out."
Yeah, and I put the car in park, and then we started going at it again. And then
pause. I'm sorry. I've heard this story before, like, and it was years ago when you told it. I didn't actually. We were always laughing so much at you crashing into it. That was one thing I've always wanted to ask you. What happened after that? You started making out again, even though you just violated her butthole with your huge man finger.
We were kind of quiet because we didn't want to wake up the parents. And then
you just crashed through the.
I got out of the car to assess the damage, and there was none. So I was like, "Oh my god, thank you so much!" And then my car wouldn't start. So then,
why was it because you drove it through the garage?
No, because maybe because of all the black lights and neons that I had on the car.
Oh yeah, you probably left. Here's what happened, Royce. Is it, John, correct me if I'm wrong, you probably left it. You just clicked it back one when you turned the motor off, but you let the battery take
yeah.
And it
because I was,
because
I was,
you know, like, what though? Everyone's
in the
been
heat
there.
Of the moment.
Everyone's been there. Everyone's been there. You can't really, everyone's been there where you're like, ah, fuck. I didn't time
mood lighting.
Yeah.
And then I got to meet the,
and the radio.
The car wouldn't start. And the dad helped me jump my car. And
after you fingered his baby girl's butthole.
Did you shake his hand with your dirty butthole fingers?
Oh, almost did. I shook his hand with my other hand.
Why
you
not?
Shook the left hand? That's
John,
even weird.
No, he shook with his right hand. John's a lefty. He probably fingered it with his left hand.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See, I know my friend John.
Yeah.
I know what hand he uses.
In all fairness, I'm a switch hitter, but this night I was.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You didn't shake hands with him with that hand, but
tonight,
you did say, smell my finger.
Tonight there was a right-handed pitcher, Dutch. He had to go lefty. What are you going to do?
We have to.
You have to. It's the rules.
Especially bottom of the seventh.
You have to. And then you crash your car.
Now you crash.
But then it actually gets worse because after that night, you know, we started hanging. We proceeded to keep hanging out and whatnot. Apparently, like she wasn't like, she didn't seem sincere about it. Like, she wouldn't say like, "Hey, I want you to come to my prom." It was one of those things. And and apparently she bought a dress. She got her hair done, and she never called me. And then when I responded to her, she's like, "Oh, I didn't think you were going to talk to me anymore." I'm like, "Why?" "Well, you were supposed to go to my prom with me." And I was like, "I had no fucking idea."
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, well, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
At least you didn't ditch her at a comedy club because she was too big. Yeah.
She was awesome, yeah, though. She was like, she was like 5 feet tall, and she had gigantic tits. Because and it was great.
Of course.
So your type.
No. What was awesome was like she was like bred for Olympic glory, being like a gymnast. But then she grew these knockers, and she could not be a gymnast anymore. That's how big they got.
That was cancer.
Oh.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
It's kind of sad.
I just imagine the only reason why anyone would grow two protrusions for no reason on the front of their chest.
Hey, maybe she was a war boy from Mad Max. Okay, leave her alone.
Maybe she was a skater boy.
She said see you later,
she
boy.
She said see you later, boy.
Oh, fuck.
We could keep speculating all night.
What did we do this weekend? We didn't get to that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you guys, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well,
holy shit, we just really launched in everything.
Okay.
Well, in South Florida, we had a hurricane just miss us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. The hurricane was supposed to hit us, and then it just turned into a regular rainy day.
Yeah. Well, down here in South Florida, it was really, really windy, and the swell looked like that of like Hawaii. So I was surfing.
Surfing USA.
Did it look swell?
Oh, you have no fucking idea. Dude, it was fucking amazing. It looked like Point Break out there in South Florida. If you've been to South Florida, you know that like there's no waves to even surf out there.
Did you go surfing with your shirt off?
Of course I did. and I got stung by jellyfish.
Of course you did.
Did you pee on yourself?
Speaking of Point Break.
My buff baby. All right.
All right.
Speaking of Point Break, I was listening. I don't know if anybody listens to the Jim Rome show. It's a sports talk radio thing. But
only,
it's like
I do. Only when Jay Moore hosted.
Ew, sports.
Well, actually, Jay Moore has his own.
I know.
It's actually funny.
I was just making fun of Rome. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, fuck Rome. It's Colin Cowherd. Show that it's been for the last 20 years at this point. But here's the thing is that I was listening to him on my lunch break, and he had some caller, one of his regular callers that like can go like for long stretches of time because he's lazy. So he put this caller on that just broke down how awful of a cop Johnny, whatever his name is, in Point Break. Like, just how terrible. Like, he was just the worst cop of all time. Like, just he really did break down that. Oh, okay. Well, you're just going to sit there and go, well, you know, I'm not even going to try and do this guy's call. But just keep that in mind the next time you watch Point Break, which, by the way, is one of, like, the greatest awful movies of all time, which we should. For the next time we watch better movies than you, we should do Point Break.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It was the best acting appearance of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not true. Flea was in Back to the Future 2 and all the Back to the Futures, actually.
And Old School.
Uh-huh.
What about Chase? You think that was a better one where they're in that big monster truck?
I don't remember that one.
With what's his face? Hashtag winning. Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen. What's
this? There we go.
No, I don't remember that movie at all.
Aw.
But the other one, you know, who's a bad cop? Fucking Paul Walker's character in Fast and Furious. He's a terrible cop.
Oh, awful!
One of the worst cops I've ever seen.
I don't remember it at all. Did I see it? I don't think I saw it.
You saw Fast and the Furious.
I don't think I've seen Fast and the Furious.
Well, Sherry, what was that movie where Paul Walker was a cop and then he had to like go undercover to be a bad guy?
Another cop?
Oh, Running Scared.
Running Scared.
Yeah, that was a bad... I liked that movie up until the point where he turned.
I think it's pronounced Running Scared.
Running Scared. I loved that movie.
I own that DVD.
Same.
And I get annoyed every time HBO says Running Scared and it ends up being a Billy Crystal movie.
I think you mean Home Box Office.
Yes.
You want to hear about an awful movie I was forced to watch this weekend?
Was it Pixels?
No, guess again.
Is it? Hold on. Is it recent or?
Hold on. I just said I was forced to watch it. So think about my chick and like we have rental. Think about movies that are brand new out on rental that she would want to watch that I don't want to, but I was forced to.
Something sappy?
Okay. Is it Blended?
Magic Mike XXXXL.
No.
No, Dutch would have liked that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Kidding me? Michael Strahan? And that gap in his teeth?
I'm not going to be very
I'll
good
just
at
tell
this.
You. I don't care. This game's dumb.
thank you.
Was it Aloha?
Fucking, dude, the movie Aloha.
I just said it. I just said, was it Aloha?
I'm sorry. It cut out.
I was close. I said Blended. That's another shitty Adam Sandler movie.
What the fuck is Aloha?
It's that Aloha. Movie with fucking Brad. What's his face? The dude.
I'm glad you asked, Johnny Cakes. So I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
It is Bradley Cooper, who is one of my favorite actors.
And Jennifer
not
Lawrence,
just because
right?
Because he is what I wish I looked like. And I actually, that when I dream and you have a third person view of yourself in your dream, you think of yourself as a character. I'm Bradley Cooper. Him?
I kind of imagine I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Him, Rachel McAdams, the girl who played Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Oh, the girl that has a lisp.
Oh, if you have it in front of you, go ahead. Read off all the actors there. Okay. Just go ahead and tell me.
Okay, Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone, Rachel McAdams, Bill Murray, John Krasinski, Danny McBride, and Alec Baldwin.
So was this a movie just for famous people to go on vacation?
Dude, it was billed as a romantic comedy.
It sounds like it has potential.
Be Bill Murray.
And it was a romantic, sort of a romantic, I don't know what the fuck I'm watching. There was no comedy. There was like maybe one or two like smile parts. Like, and more by that, I mean like you watch a scene, something funny happens, and then the majority of your reaction is like.
Well, what was the most part of the movie? Was it sad?
I don't know. That's my point. I don't know. I don't know what I watched. I couldn't figure out like the characters. Like Emma Stone started out as like this goofy, like kind of Air Force captain, and then it just kind of like spiraled into the fact that
hold on, right there, Emma Stone being an Air Force captain is totally unbelievable. Just start with that. Let's just start with that.
Well, here's the thing though: like the whole plot line was okay, they're stuck together, but there's no real reason why they should be because they didn't explain like, okay, I guess he's a freelance military advisor to this, that. Dude, the movie made no sense. There was a lot of like, you know, dialogue scenes. Like they were trying to like a Quentin Tarantino type of movie, like where there's like a lot of long form dialogue where it's like, oh, that was good.
Right.
But it was like, it's like, okay, that was good dialogue and good acting. But what does that have to do with the rest of the story? Like, at all? Like, what does this have to do with anything? I think what happened was, and the reason why they had so many big actors do this movie, is they probably read those, like, you know, conversation pieces and were like, oh, okay, this is well written. But in the editing process, they cut everything out. Like, I had no idea why this person was doing this or why the whole, like, dude, there was like a major character in the movie who was, I guess, was the king of the Hawaiians, which is a real thing, by the way. And like, he was wearing a shirt.
Oh,
that
I heard
said,
about this.
He's wearing a shirt that said Hawaiian by birth. And on the back of it, by the way, this is in like NWA font. On the front, it said like Hawaiian by birth. And in the back, it said American by force. So they were basically trying to do this narrative of like there's a huge movement of Hawaiians who don't want to be American and they're forced to do it. I can't tell you what this fucking movie was about. Hence why Rotten Tomatoes destroyed this movie. And I told Kelsey too, I was like, Kelsey, like it got like a 9%. Mitch, you have pulled up? What is the actual percentage of Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't know the Rotten Tomatoes pulled up, but I do have. Do you guys want to play a game?
Okay.
I think there was a lot of shit going down for this movie because Emma Stone was playing a Hawaiian and a lot of Hawaiians were up in arms
She said she was a quarter Hawaiian in the movie.
Well, whatever she said she was, internet was furious.
Well, everybody should be furious because this movie made no sense. These people are too good actors to have this kind of a fucking movie put out. And I honestly believe that they thought they were making a good movie when they shot it, and then the editing just fell apart.
Was Bill Murray good in it?
Bill Murray was good.
Bill Murray,
but there were scenes
favorite.
That made no sense. Like out of nowhere, he's like doing this weird dance scene with Emma Stone, which had no bearing on the story whatsoever. Like it was just like a shot. I can't explain it. I can't explain how fucking bad this movie is.
Maybe you're just stupid.
Do you guys want to play a Price is Right game about this movie?
How much did it make?
Okay, so this would be Showcase Showdown rules, so the closest person to it without going over.
Not going over, okay.
All right, so the budget of this movie was $37 million. How much has it grossed?
Ooh, shit. Who goes first? You tell us.
Okay, Dutch, you first.
I'm going to say it grossed $9 million.
Okay, Royce?
How much was the budget again?
$37
million. $15
million. 15? Marie?
I will say 3.6 million.
And John?
49,000, Bob.
Did you forget your lovely girlfriend next to you?
I was going to bid $1.
Oh, she's looking at it. Okay.
So, okay, Royce was the closest. You said $15 million. It grossed $20,900,000.
Oh, Jesus.
So they are $16 million below their budget.
Is that good? I don't understand money well.
It's not good.
Oh, there's still time.
It's bad, dude.
There's still time.
No, there's not. It's already out of theaters.
There's DVD sales. There's Redbox.
Well, they got our sales because Kels paid the $4.99 to have the the rental.
Wow. Instead, I would just pay $0 and download it.
Just bid $1.
I would pay $0 and not watch it.
Yeah, part of me wants all of you guys to watch it because like it's not bad in that it's like hokey like a like an Adam Sandler movie. Or you know, they went schlocky with it and the story got dumb. It was they had a lot of strings and none of them connected ever. Like it was the most discombobulated movie I've ever seen. Hence why I said earlier, I think it was they just fucked it up with the editing.
Did it end on a cliffhanger?
No, it was no cliffhanger. It was like a sweet ending where obviously, you know, Bradley Cooper and Emma, you know, Stone, you kiss and whatever. So they were going for a romantic comedy thing, but I think the guys in any process cut out all the funny parts, all the romantic parts, and kept in all the conversation building up to something parts. That's what I think.
Building up to a sequel?
It's the most confusing movie with this amount of talent of actors. I mean, Bill Murray, Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone, Richard McAdams, which, by the way, she's a baller. Like, dude, if this last season of True Detective, even though it ended dumb, don't say she's not a great actress. She's amazing.
Well, yeah.
Like,
Vince Vaughn is an amazing actor.
Him too. But, dude, it's one of those things I can't express to you how fucking bad this movie is. But it's not for the reasons you think. It's not like they took the easy out or anything like that. It was just poorly done with huge budget.
So you're not going to
the number again.
You're not going to
$7 million.
You're not going to see the sequel, Aloha 2. This time it means goodbye.
37 fucking million, dude. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So that's what happened for me. So if you guys want to go see it, an awful movie that's going to confuse you for days, watch that one.
So was it like an anti-America movie?
I don't know. John, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. It's like 14 different messages they were attempting to get across. There was no end game for this thing. It was like, is it for Hawaiian rights? Is it for... the guy finds out that his ex-girlfriend's daughter is his kid and not her current husband's kid. Like, dude, it's awful.
Yeah, not going to watch that.
No.
Please do, though. I kind of want you guys to
You're really
share
selling
my
it for me. I really want to watch it now.
Well, I watched. Are any of you guys, I don't want to be a nerd, really quick. Are any of you guys Star Trek fans?
Huge.
Really.
Okay, the TV show, did you used to watch them, Dutch?
Like, I used to watch Deep Space Nine and Next Generation.
Okay, then that's perfect. John, what about you?
My grandfather was a Trekkie fanatic, and I watched it with him religiously.
Okay, well, you know how they made the Star Trek movies, which they were good. I liked them. Well, people have been complaining because there hasn't been a TV show again in a while. Well, what they did was
Enterprise. It was awful.
But we came out in 2004, I think. But anyway. Okay. Well, what they decided to do was, this is a fan film, but it got $1.1 million. And they got a bunch of people from the original cast of a bunch of show of all the Star Trek shows.
Oh?
And they made the film. It's on YouTube for free. And it's actually a movie pilot. Now, the people that are in it,
are there to win it?
Well, remember John Connor John Connor from Terminator 2, the kid who played him is in it.
Yeah, Stryker.
Yeah. They have, remember the Black Vulcan from Voyager? Well,
no.
The Black Vulcan from Voyager, Tuvok, he's actually
Tuvok?
Not him.
Shakur?
Not Shakur.
He's so back?
Fuck you, bitch.
Wrong one. Guys, you guys are getting a little confused. But anyway, they made this thing.
It'll never change.
They even have Chekhov from the.
She got everything.
Chekhov from the original, who is alive, apparently, and I was shocked by that.
I thought he died. Oh, no, Bones died.
Bones died. So we watched it. It was really.
Yeah, I didn't watch that shit.
Really, really well done. If you're a Star Trek fan, watch it. I think you'll like it. That's all I just want.
Was Shatner too good for it?
Shatner wasn't in it.
What about Picard?
Picard? No, Picard's not going to be in that. Are you crazy?
What about Scott Spatula Bacula?
No, because that would be a pre that would be a he wouldn't be in it because that takes place so long before.
What about an actual spatula?
That would be nice if we could do that.
What about Data?
No, Data was not in it, but wouldn't
Data, was he corrupted?
Okay, forget it. I'm not even talking about this anymore.
I'm trying to be serious, man.
Anyway, if you get a chance, if you like Star Trek, just watch it. If you like Deep Space Nine, watch it.
What if I don't?
Then don't fucking do anything. I don't fucking care.
Okay, good.
Why don't they do like a Kickstarter for Firefly?
I don't think that's ever coming back. Joss Whedon's directing Avengers movies now. I don't think Firefly's coming back, guys. So don't get your hopes up.
Give it time.
No, it's not happening.
Give it time.
In the wind.
And like the song says.
What was that? Oh, and we.
No, I was trying to get you guys to finish it for me.
No. And
take a look.
This is your bit. The whole heart of Josh. Never mind.
Anyway,
the heart of rock and roll is Josh Whedon.
We also
Josh.
I've been trying to get Marie to play video games, so she decided that she was going to play a game. So we went and bought Dragon Age.
I had the most ridiculous list of criteria for video games.
She's very specific for video games.
Okay? And we will talk about this after the break.
Nice
right
teaser. Nice teaser.
Take it away, Frank.
Take it away, Frank.
Yep.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, gotta save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics?
What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. That's MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Thing froze up.
Ah. You kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's...
Like, the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet. And then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? The Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
More like radio, less like crap.
And what are your parents' names?
What?
Their names are
Damn it, Krieger! Did you drug me?
You don't remember? Wow, memory is such a fragile thing. And if Archer's real identity is exposed to him too suddenly, his mind may reject it permanently. We have to ease him back into it, like a latex gimp suit.
And how do you suggest we do that?
Well, some people use baby powder, but I'm a firm believer in cornstarch.
Not the gimp suit! Sterling's amnesia!
Oh, yes! I have a plant! Plant! Plan!
Hey, this is Lucky Ace. I play Krieger on Archer, and you are listening to More Like Radio.
One of my favorite interviews we've ever done on this station.
And one of Marie's least favorite.
Eggs, that's why it's my favorite. You're back on morelikeradio.com listening to Dutch and Royce. If you guys want to get in touch with us, our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can actually join in on the pod, or if you're listening to the podcast and want to join in live, go to morelikeradio.com/live to get in on the chat room and the the actual video feed, because we actually film us. If you haven't checked it out yet, then you're probably a bad fan of the show.
Yeah, you fucking dicks.
Yeah, stop yelling at us. So, so before the break, I guess Marie, you went. Video game shopping? What happened now?
We made a family decision to buy a video game.
We meaning you, Royce, and Yuki.
Yes. The three of us decided that the household shall require a new video game.
What was Yuki's actual opinion on it, though?
It was a lot of...
She kind of just licked her crotch.
Yeah.
I love you.
That was her opinion. No, we hadn't had a new video game in a while, and I told Royce, I'm like, I don't play video games ever, but I wanted to find a game that I could play with him because I missed, there's no new Zelda, and I will play that with him. And I missed games like Fable that we used to play together when we were younger. So I was like, I want one of those games where you can go on little side missions and do things, and I can like gather berries, and then I can give the controller to him to fight monsters that scare me.
Can I interject real quick?
Yes.
I apologize. Ladies, this is how a relationship should work. Seeing things like this, like knowing that your guy likes to play video games and going out of your way to actually like, okay, this is something he likes. Let's do it together. Let's find something they like. That is brilliant, Marie, and you should write a book.
Okay.
That's fucking awesome.
So I was like, I want to find one of those games where I can do all those things. And so Royce eagerly looked up some reviews online, and then we went to a GameStop, and I was like, all right, we should have a game plan before we walk in because I'm going to get lost as soon as I get in there. So
a GameStop plan.
So he had a couple in mind, and he took me right to the wall that I needed to look at, and he pulled out like four games tops. He said, you know, what do you like from these four? And I got to pick from the cover and the back cover, and I immediately gravitated towards Dragon Age.
So I got the new Dragon Age Inquisition.
Because I was like...
Explain the game?
It's an RPG game. Okay. Similar
that means
to
role-playing game. Those are the kind I like, apparently.
You know our audience knows exactly what we're talking about, right?
But I was excited. I found it.
So the... It's, you know, where you get an entire, like...
First-person RPG or third-person?
Kind of like think of Final Fantasy. But except it's not turn-based, you actually, you know... You're
actively... Okay,
yeah, using the characters.
It's right. Great. You get to have multiple characters, and you gather new characters, and it's like X-Men, because they all have their own little power, and that grows over time, and then you can gather things, and they level up, and then they... And I picked an elf, and I'm a mage, and so I have superpowers, and I don't have to fight up close. I can fight really far away, and magic just shoots right at the people I needed to shoot at, so it's easy. Kind of. I still give it to Royce.
And then
though,
when it gets hard, she gives me the
I
control.
Still give it to him to fight my things.
So I have, I basically.
So when you die like two times in a row, you're like, fuck this.
No, Royce, not even. I get preemptively scared. And I'm like, I can't do this. And so I give him the remote.
So I always have to be ready at a moment's notice to jump in and play.
I'll be like, honey, can we play our game? And then he'll be like, like, yeah. And he turns it on for me and I start walking around and I'm like, ooh, side mission. And I start doing it. And then all of a sudden bad guys come and I can't handle the viewpoint joystick. I can only like shoot.
She's still working on the set, moving the camera.
So I like start looking up at a tree and I get stuck immediately because I freak out. And they're like, babe, you're better at this. Fight it for me. And then that ends up with him playing for the next hour. And I sit there and watch and go, oh, get that. Oh, do that. And I point at the TV.
But it's just it's like you're playing.
Yes. But he's much better at controlling it than I am.
It's hilarious.
So yeah, it's pretty fun. I like it. It's based, you know, it's in the Skyrim age, you know, middle earth kind of thing. So clearly there's dragons in it. It's called Dragon.
You just like sparked an old memory that I had, like when we were when I was growing up playing games. When we first got like N64 and we first got the Zelda game,
African-American 64. Orgiana Time.
Orgiana Time. Like, all of us would play it. But the thing is, like, with my family growing up, it's like you had to have an allotted amount of time that we had, I think, a half hour a day. My mother wouldn't let us do anything more than that because she's old school, like, you know, get outside, run around, and that kind of thing. But
Zelda's not a game that you could play in only half an hour either. That's tough.
Well, that's the point, is that when she mentioned, you know, giving you the controller, when we would get to like a part that was really hard, like a boss or like trying to like, you know, slingshot through a bridge, right, or whatever it was that was happening. Not we, but like mainly it was my younger siblings. They would either hand the control to my older brother, who was really good at it, or me if my older brother wasn't around, just so they could get their level, their character
past
through
it.
That yep. one level, so then they can go exploring some more. They didn't want to get stuck and be like, shit, I only have 10 minutes left. I don't want to be sitting here doing this the next 10 minutes. I actually want to see what happens past this.
Right.
So we can do this exact same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember that some of my best memories are staying up super late and just playing like Smash Brothers, or GoldenEye. Remember GoldenEye?
Oh, GoldenEye was the greatest thing ever invented.
I played GoldenEye recently with Sherry probably a couple months ago.
It's not that good.
And it's, well, first of all, no, it's terrible. But the
lag time on that thing was awful.
It's bad.
It's really bad. And also, she's not a gamer at all. So it was really hard for me to play with her. Because I'm trying to be nice and not kill her, but also she's so bad that she can't kill me, so it just happens. So
that does.
So wait, you guys just playing like one on one with each other?
Yeah, it was just the two of us.
I was gonna say I don't think they had bots in that game.
No, it's just the two of us.
They did if you were one player, but two player, I don't think.
No, we were playing multiplayer. It was just the two of us. We were just going after each other.
And okay.
Bad at it, so I just kept killing her, but I was trying to not kill her. And right. Give her a little bit of a chance.
Speaking of not killing her, what happened with you two this weekend? I want to know your story.
So
should we wait for Sherry to get back in the room?
She's not. She went to bed. She's tired.
Oh, what a fucking... Come on.
She was up at like 4:30 this morning because Sterling's still an asshole.
Are you serious?
But, yeah.
What could he possibly be doing at 4:30 in the morning?
Barking.
Okay, then you guys got to get that bark collar for him. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're going to get it eventually.
You have to.
Well, you have to pee or something. But anyway.
This weekend.
So this weekend, we slept in a ditch for 2 days.
Why?
So this weekend, I was in a fishing tournament.
Why?
On the second largest lake in Minnesota.
Hold on.
What? I missed it.
A fishing tournament? Like what kind of tournament? Like it's like a Sweet 16 kind of bracket type thing?
No, like a quinceañera.
I don't know. What kind of other tournaments are there? It was you catch fish and measure them. It was a bass fishing tournament.
So there's like the best guy in this bracket competed against the worst guy, and then whoever catches the fish on next round?
Everyone's playing at this. Everyone's fishing at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It would take forever to do a bracket of fishing.
I was going to say, how long did this thing go?
It was just one day, and everyone's fishing at the same time, so whoever has the longest amount of fish wins.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, so we went up there and we're like, okay, it was at this place called Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, like in San Francisco.
Ironically.
Ironically, because it's Minnesota. And we had a campsite reserved, a tent site at this, at Fisherman's Wharf.
Camping?
So we get there and they tell us, okay, your campsite is over there, blah, 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 whatever. When we get to it, it was literally the ditch. I'm not even using literally like a Cuban would use it. I'm using it like we were in the ditch in between Fisherman's Wharf and the road. We were sleeping in the ditch. We had to use someone else's fire pit because this didn't even get one. So Sherry's like just standing there dumbfounded. And I'm like slowly unpacking stuff because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Do we just suck it up?
Is there any way you could have been like, dude, this is a fucking ditch. Can you give me an actual campsite? For this.
That's where I'm getting to because I was like slowly unpacking shit. I'm like, well, I don't know what else to do. Like, I just paid for this. Like, we reserved it, but I paid for it without actually seeing it because I had assumed that when you reserve a campsite, it's going to be a campsite, not a fucking ditch. Exactly. But anyway, so I'm slowly unpacking and Sherry's just kind of standing there and she's like, this is really dumb. I'm like, so she goes over to the office and sees if she can work something out. And she just came back with this defeated look on her face because they weren't budging. Because this is it's a pretty popular place or whatever, so they can get away with charging shit. By the way, it's $30 a night, regardless of where you're sitting or staying at.
Right.
But she goes up there and she's like, basically she's saying, what the fuck is this? We're sleeping in a ditch. Do we have to use these other person's fire pit? And they're like, oh, actually, that's our family's campsite. So, yeah, you can use their fire pit. They're out of town for the weekend. So inside, she's like, fuck.
So why don't you just use their campsite?
We did.
Dude, I would have
That was RVs. Their RVs were there. Like, but we were just in a tent. So, but whatever. We just ended up sucking it up and sleeping there.
Was it nice?
No, dude, you should have been going to the front office and be like, look, motherfucker, I'm in this fucking competition. I was promised a campsite. There's no possible way for me to actually have a campfire. This is ridiculous. I'm in a ditch.
Right. Well, that was our original thing. And then Sherry started drinking. So then it's changed.
Well, exactly. That's when you should turn the dogs loose. That's exactly when she's most effective. No,
she stopped caring was when she started drinking. So, whatever, I don't fucking care. This is leaving the ditch.
Right. And you're kind of have that personality where you're just like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
I'm like, I don't care because I have to be up at like 5 a.m. so I can make coffee before I go out on the lake all day. So
well, what time was this when you guys realized you had a shitty
site? It sounds terrible,
by
the way. It sounds terrible getting up at 5 a.m. and go fucking fishing.
I liked it. What was that, Dutch?
Well, at what time did you guys actually pull up to the ditch site?
We got there probably at about 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, that's no excuse. You had plenty of time to go to these asshole organizers and be like, dude, no, put me in a spot that's actually legit.
They were like, we were in their overflow because apparently they were full. I don't know.
Well, it was like a Southwest flight. Like, if you don't check in early, you get a shitty seat kind of thing?
I guess, basically. Well, because I kind of dropped the ball and forgot that we needed to reserve a place to go camping at. So she called, like, last week.
And oh.
So it was probably my fault.
100%. It is 100% your fault now I'm thinking about it.
100% my fault.
So you drove your girlfriend to acute alcoholism so she wouldn't have to think about my boyfriend's an idiot.
That's wrong. I don't have to drive her to acute alcoholism. She's there.
Okay, so she parked herself where she's always been.
Yes.
Due to the campus. So what happened after that?
She's literally an alcoholic sleeping in a ditch.
Yes. So,
literally doing that.
You both are.
I mean, that was Friday night. Friday night was pretty uneventful. We just kind of sat around the fire drinking and then eventually fell asleep. And we were dealing with stupid asshole Sterling because he's an asshole and he barks all the time. But anyway, the Saturday I wake up and I make my coffee and then I go over blah, blah, blah. The nothing eventful. The fishing tournament starts. I end up paddling there's a picture in the chat room, but I went about 9 miles, almost 10 miles going around. I caught one fish, which was really bad.
Oh, only one.
I did better than some people. Some people caught nothing.
Oh, so, That sounds really sad.
So was it just you and your little rowboat, or was it Sherry as well?
No, she wasn't with. She went with her friends fishing, and by fishing, I mean she went with her friends, and they drank sangria all day.
On a boat.
Well, it wasn't just you, though. You had a little frog.
Oh, yes. I had a hitchhiker frog that followed me. Like, we launched at about 7 in the morning, and I took this picture in the chat at about probably 12 o'clock, 12 or 1. And I was on the water the whole time. So I had a frog riding around in my boat with me the whole time.
Wait, so he was just like following after you while you were just swimming around in the lake? Or
he jumped in my boat at some point, and that hatch there on the front of it, he was hiding under there the whole time. And eventually he just popped his little head out.
Come to the back of the boat!
So, I mean, nothing much special happened during the tournament. I ended up, they had a raffle at the end of it, and I won a bunch of shit that cost more than I paid for the entry of the tournament, so that's fine.
Okay, at least you got away with something.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt my feelings anyway, at all.
Hold on real quick. What'd you win?
I won a rod holder and a...
And a free night in the ditch.
No, I had to pay for that.
Why,
pay for the
why a rod holder when you have two hands?
Because you have a paddle.
And a beer.
Hands. You can't paddle and hold a bowl at the same time.
Right.
But Polish anyway, American. That's the boring part. So the fun part comes after the tournament where it's Sherry and her two friends just fucking drinking since 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. They start
with sangrias and then...
And they would have vomiting?
There wasn't any vomiting, but...
Diarrhea?
No, none of that. They held all of their bodily fluids inside of them, but they just, you know, gave up to the fact that, you know what, we're sleeping in a ditch. Let's get really fucking trashed.
Okay, so, now hold on. Now, wait, so two of her friends showed up and all four of you planned on sleeping in the ditch.
Well, they came on that Saturday. We were there on Friday night.
They were another couple? Okay.
They only came for one day.
They were another couple?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were in a different boat. So they weren't in the tournament either. They were just up there to drink because that's what Sherry's friends do. So we're just, let's see, we started at the bar that was there at the wharf and they were having their drinks or whatever, had a couple wines in them, and we went back to the campsite.
What were you doing this time? Were you just slamming beers or were you just kind of nursing them?
I was fucking exhausted because I had been on the water for like 7 hours and I paddled almost 10 miles.
Seven fucking hours?
Yeah. I was out there for a long time. I was tired. I was tired.
You were a legit fisher.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long time.
Oh, but, man. I prefer like the one where you're in a boat and just drink instead. You know,
seems a little more fun.
A motorboat, I mean, you know, like. So you don't have to fucking work. What? It's too much work, Mitch.
This was a lot of work. When we started in the morning, it was a 10-mile-an-hour headwind, which sucks fucking ass in a kayak because you can't really get anywhere. But I wish Sherry was here because she had more stories than I remember. All I remember was she was really trashed. And at the end of the night, she kept holding up her bottle and saying, I have a third of a bottle of wine left. And then eventually she said, can you take this away from me?
A turtle bottle of wine.
She just kept saying that. She had at this point, I believe, she had however much sangria they had throughout the day, plus two glasses of wine at the bar. And then I believe this would be about 2/3 of a bottle, of course, of wine. So she had a lot. Oh, wait, is she coming down?
I was gonna say the way that bitches react on wine, or like the way dudes react on whiskey.
So she can tell her story. She must have been listening.
Oh,
Sherry, what did you do?
Sherry, I want to know stories.
So I heard most of it. I'm not quite sure what I missed being on the live stream.
Okay, so hold on real quick, guys. Sure, I'll just fill you in. He basically told us about the first day, the ditch, the boat, everything like that. Stop taking your pants down.
He was adjusting his boxers. I had to put clothes on.
You're wearing back his boxers.
For listeners, she was adjusting the boxers of his that she is wearing.
And he and
Guitar
she,
Hero.
Is that a men's?
You have the Guitar Hero.
You have Guitar Hero.
They came with the game.
Stop crying.
So
okay, so we had St. Giz all day starting at 11. I had two.
You guys
wines.
Are crazy. You guys wearing each other's clothes. Fuck, what is wrong?
No, she wears my clothes. I can't wear her clothes.
They're video game boxers. That's the greatest part about this.
It's so much easier to Marie, put on when you're naked and needing to put on clothes quickly because they're
I hear that.
Tight.
Marie, have you seen my Donkey Kong boxers?
You have those? If you did, I'd be wearing them.
I was going to say, I have Sonic the Hedgehog tights that she wears to bed at night. So,
anyway, so you were saying you got drunk like a whore?
Yes. And so I had two glasses of wine at the bar. And then I had, at the raffle we went to, they served food, but you had to bring your own alcohol. So I poured about a third of a bottle of wine into a beer bottle because I didn't have anything else to put it in. So, after that, we went back.
You
and
poured your wine in a beer bottle?
You poured wine in a beer
bottle. Right, because we didn't have any cups with us, and she brought her bottle of wine, and I had...
I didn't want to drink out of a bottle of wine in front of people.
So right, so I had the cooler in the car.
God, it's like the Always Sunny episode where they're drinking wine out of the cans. Like,
right.
No, I would be trashy. Yeah.
I had the cooler in the back of the car, and I was putting my empty bottles in there, and she filled it up with the wine she had.
So then the rest of the night, I probably had 2/3 of the next bottle and I thought I finished it. So the next morning, to skip ahead real quick, I was like, oh, Mitch, there's like a third of a bottle of wine left. He goes, yeah, you kept telling me all night how you drank 2/3 of the bottle and I should take it away from you. I'm like, oh, okay. So Mitch,
the reason why I didn't was because he's like, I'm probably going to get some butt stuff tonight.
Before she gets to what she wanted to say. So she has a friend who is single and she's like, I need to find you a hot kayaker to hook you up with him.
that was my goal that night. I knew this before I even started drinking because she loves fishing. And I'm like, I'll find you a hot single kayaker. I will. So Mitch goes to bed at about what, 9:30?
Yeah, it was about 10:30, I think.
What a party animal.
So he goes to bed. So we're like, oh, let's go walk down by the bridge and go to the lake and blah, blah, blah. So we find this guy laying in a hammock by himself because all the other kayakers are tired out.
What's a hammock?
A hammock?
Yeah. What's a hammock?
Try it a third time.
It's fabric from one.
We know what it is, but say it again.
Hammock. No, hammock.
There you go. I got it. Yeah.
Hey.
So I go up to him and I'm like, hey, hi, are you going on the rainy lake trip? And he goes, no, I'm not. I'm like, oh, I'm going on the rainy lake trip. Are you going on the rainy lake
so trip? So you were hitting on guys for her?
You asked him twice?
Yeah. No, she asked him like six times. She was 10 second Tom.
So I was like, oh, I'm going on the rainy. Are you going on the rainy? And my friend Marie's like, no, he's not. And I'm like, how do you know? She goes, you just asked him. So then I was trying to be smooth, and I'm like, so my boyfriend's making coffee. Do you want to come over and have coffee with us in the morning? He's making French press. You want to come over? And he goes, French press has carcinogens in it. And
what?
We're like,
what?
Oh, what a dick.
First off, this guy has two girls talking to him, and he says that?
Drink your cancer coffee, dick.
So, punchline, 2 minutes later, he lights up a cigarette. And we're like, wait, what the hell?
And then
after he lit a cigarette and we gave him shit for carcinogens, I was probably like, so are you going
maybe he was like, making a joke like, oh, no, French press has carcinogens. No, like, that not, sounds, because, no?
No, we looked it up and it's actually a thing. Like, some people believe that coffee gives you cancer, or French press specifically.
I'm sure any gives
you
cancer.
Are you fucking kidding me? French press out of all the coffees?
So, and I skipped this too, but before we went down to the lake, I was like, guy, because we didn't just steal their campfire pit. We stole their electrical RV. Unit. We were charging our phones and using it. So before we went down there, I was like, oh, guys, there's a charger on here. Murray's like, yeah, that's Mitch's. So I was like, oh, I should probably put it away. So I put it in my sweater pocket. And like 2 minutes later, I'm like, guys, there's a phone charger in my pocket. And I was all excited. I'm like, I should charge my phone. So then I was handicapped trying to charge my phone.
Marie's so like, fucking adorable. Holy shit.
Marie's like, let me help you.
It sounds like you were having a camping weekend with Dory the fish from Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Basically.
Memory span of 10 seconds.
So after the lake, we go back and they put me into my tent. And
they
I'm like,
put me into my tent?
They put me in my tent. So I'm like, Mitch, I don't know where my phone is. I must have lost it. And he's like, chair, blah, blah. So I leave the tent and I'm like, it's not in the chair. Huh. I'm going to retrace my steps. So I walk my drunk ass self back down to the lake over the bridge. I'm looking around the camp, which is like a little tiny island, I guess.
At what point does Jason Voorhees just like lop your head off?
Well, I'm like, which one of these rednecks are going to rape me? Like, who am I going to have to stab with a beer bottle? So I drunkenly walk myself back. I'm not finding my phone. So I wake up in the morning and I'm like, Mitch, I don't know where my phone is.
By the
is.
Way, I never want to say, you never want to say women are asking for it, but Sherry, you're
I was asking
out.
For it.
Come on.
I just want to point out that this is whatever time, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, where she's walking her drunk ass back to the lake on a dock, wherever the fuck she went. Earlier in the day, when we were still at the bar, I had to hold her hand while we were going down the dock so she didn't fall in. This was at like 7 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 or 8 o'clock. So fast forward 5 hours more of drinking. She's by herself. Walking
drunk Sherry should not be left unattended ever. And I should have been drinking water throughout the night, but I wasn't, and Mitch wasn't thinking about making me drink water either. Bad boyfriend award.
I'm sorry, I was fucking working all day.
You know,
by the way, that annoyed the shit out of me just now. That cute little look you two just gave each other.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That I want to punch you right. That I don't know why that made me so mad.
Dennis said it best in the chat. It's sort
Stop
of
being so cute.
Dennis said it the best in the chat. It's sort of amazing slash tragic how these two disasters complete each other.
Well, like Dr. B said, we're perfect for each other.
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't you listen to last week's show, Loser?
Jesus. It really is.
They're so perfect.
It is sickening, you two. You two make me sick.
So I felt like an asshole all of Sunday.
And you should have.
And you were also hungover and you couldn't do shit all day.
He basically took apart the tent himself and I held the dog.
That was my thing. I was going to say, like, Mitchie, what happened in the aftermath of this entire disaster?
She was just kind of standing around being all mopey and sorry for herself.
I couldn't even eat a banana.
She had half of a banana and threw it away. Like,
I gave it to the dog. I'm like, can dogs have bananas? Because I can't eat this.
Well, that's pretty good. Maybe she read your profile, how much you lifted weights and you like to work out and you're really
I lift
nice.
Weights and I like running and I like being physically fit.
Oh, fuck. God, you two got, you guys.
I don't even know if I could tolerate being asked the same question several times.
My friend Marie's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And the guy's like, it's okay. We all get drunk sometimes.
We all get drunk sometimes. You never want to be at the receiving end of that statement.
And I also wonder if just being in Minnesota made it a safer environment for you.
They are very polite up there.
What? No.
Yeah, Florida, you would have been mugged.
Minnesota nice is, we're only Minnesota nice because it's passive aggressive. We're all passive aggressive cunts up here.
Well, at least you didn't get passive aggressively raped, you drunk idiot.
This is true.
Thank you, Royce.
In Minnesota, I could arrow a bitch.
Yeah, can you? I'm sure you were going to do really good being drunk. You were going to aim great. Well, you were hammered.
The point I'm trying to make is
real loud.
The point I'm trying to make is I don't think a lot of other people would have tolerated you. Minnesota was passive aggressive, so they were being polite and keeping their thoughts to themselves, I'm sure.
Oh, he was real annoyed by me.
Sure. Oh, really? He was? Yeah. I wasn't, though.
I was just about to say, I'm like, him? What about fucking Mitch? He has to put up with this every goddamn day. But here's the thing.
Drunk every goddamn day.
No, but it's the times that you do. It's like, oh, Jesus. It's like Hiroshima's about to happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he's thinking that in his head at the time.
Remember that time I was really drunk and figured out your phone password? Joel.
Oh, I was drunk and I swam into a wall that same night. So I don't know.
That was a different live event.
That was a different live event.
Chrissy.
See, they all blend together because when I'm with you people, I feel like I have to drink.
Okay. That was the same live event.
No, it wasn't. The password thing was in Hammy's backyard. The password thing was in Hammy's backyard. Positive, it was Hammy's backyard because E-Rock was there.
No, because one night Joel got a DUI from drinking. The other night, Joel swam into a pool from drinking.
Yep.
Swam into
one. One, I got a physical injury. Yeah. The other one, I can't drive in New Jersey anymore.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about the driving New Jersey thing.
No, but then we were talking about swimming into the wall. Just, you know what?
Never mind.
Go find some video game boxers, please. It says Guitar Hero on the butt.
Why would you keep that? Like, dude, I'm not joking. If I had boxers that came with a game that I bought, I would probably throw them out because I'm thinking this thing is made of paper.
Have you know that my polka-dotted boxer shorts I wore in Orlando, those were from a video game. Those were from a collector's edition.
What video game?
Good underwear.
To be fair, he doesn't wear them very often because they're not shredded apart and holy. The last time he got new boxers was because I bought them because I'm like, you need to look sexy.
Yeah, it's about time you buy me some new ones, by the way.
It really is.
I also need
you got to go boxer briefs. Who still does boxers anymore?
I do boxer briefs.
Yeah, seriously.
Boxers, dude, like they ride. I can't do that.
And when you get sweaty, they're terrible.
Yeah, I like boxer briefs, like the ones by Adidas.
All the way, man.
The ones that aren't cotton. That's why Jesus invented them.
I really am enjoying boy shorts, but by not wearing pants and wearing boy shorts.
Oh, I enjoy that too.
Like now, when I get home, it's boy shorts and a t-shirt.
Yep.
Pretty much.
And her t-shirt's
the one where she cuts the neck out of it, so it's, you know, the 80s, like, half-off-the-shoulder t-shirt, too.
Yeah. My shirt does that, too.
It's so much more comfortable. And it makes the shirt look better, I think. But anyways, that's my lounge wear. But you still have to wear stupid thongs when you go out in public, because boy shorts, you can see the line through whatever you're wearing. Like if you're wearing jeans or something like that, you can see where the boy shorts end, and it's fucking annoying.
But then
if you wear a thong and like a dress, you got a big badonkadonk, it just shakes all over the place.
I'm considering just giving up thongs. That way Sterling can't eat them.
Here's the thing. If you just wear actual man boxers, you probably wouldn't be able to see the line, right?
No, it'd be much worse. Everything women wear is skin tight.
You'd have to buy bigger pants. Otherwise, you would look like you're wearing a diaper.
Just get Spanx.
Okay, challenge. Sherry, next time you wear a dress, I want you to wear one of Mitch's boxers and see if you actually have an actual underwear line.
Yes, you can, because usually women's dresses are so tight, you can still kind of see the thong outline even. With these, you have all of this.
And depending on the boxer, that's my point.
You would see it. But I will try. I would put on boxers and put on my dress and take photos and say, this is why Dutch is wrong.
See, that's the underwear I want to wear. Jesus, Dennis.
I'm going to do that now. From now on, I'm going to wear cocktail dresses with men's boxer shorts.
See what happens. Just see.
Just to fucking see.
Just to see what it looks like. I mean, dude, I might have just stumbled on something amazing here. What if you didn't see a line?
I'm sure you're going to see more than just a line. You're going to see several lines.
Wouldn't it be very sexy if you took a girl's dress off and you're like, oh, well, why are you wearing Guitar Hero boxers?
Actually, I'm going to look forward to going to the women's...
I would have an instant hard-on.
I would look forward to going to the women's bathroom stall and dropping the boxer shorts down to the floor just so that the woman next to me could see that I was wearing men's boxer shorts.
She's wearing heels, and is that Guitar Hero?
There's a tranny in the bathroom.
Holy shit.
That what? Or this Sherry Doll girl heard about it, who's like ruins fishing competitions.
Is Steven Tyler in the wrong restroom again? Oh, fuck.
Guys, Caitlyn Jenner's in the bathroom.
She hasn't had time to buy new underwear yet. I like to walk around the house naked as often as possible, but our couch is leather, and you don't like to sit on leather naked for too long. So what I do is sometimes...
And Yuki gets embarrassed.
Yeah. Sometimes what I like to do is when I'm walking around naked and I want to put boxers on, we have like this blanket on the couch. I just wrap it around me like a dress, and I sit down and watch my TV.
Yeah, I know you're not lying because you're laughing because you do this. Because and you probably do this when she's not around.
That's true.
No, he does it when I'm around too.
So I remember seeing this BuzzFeed video. It was things that guys do and the way women react and whatever. But it was like one of the things guys do is they just walk around the house naked.
Yeah.
But then they go to the front window while they're naked and they just look out the window and look and see what's going on.
I do that all the time. The other day I was naked. It's like
they can't see me, but I can see them, but I'm naked.
The other day I was naked in the house like normal. And the pool guy girl, they both came and they were in the backyard cleaning the pool. And I didn't know what the noise was. So I opened the back curtains and I was completely. I'm not like, hold on. I was completely naked and the guy looked at me and I closed it really quick and I was like, fuck.
Are they still your pool company?
Yeah, we pay them well. So they might give me a discount. So then I went and put shorts on and stuff. And I was like, I'm not walking outside today. This was last Friday. It's fucking ridiculous.
And then your house, and I'm envisioning you. Yeah.
You know my back door. The
right. I
know. You could open the shades. Yuki was barking, and I heard a noise. I'm like, "Who's back there?" And I forgot the pool people come right in. I went, "Quick!" Made eye contact. And I go, "Oh, quick!" Close it back. It was like an old fashioned peep show. You put a quarter in it, it opens.
Oh, you're such a dumb dumb.
Oh fuck.
I'm trying to think of the last time I got like just caught naked.
Oh, my pool got my
caught or like just accidentally exposed myself. Like I'm trying to think. Like
my pool people are they're also husband and wife and they're both Australian. So I just imagine going crikey. That's a naked Cupid.
See the size of the thing on that one.
Oh, look at his didgeridoo.
See, the window I actually enjoy is the window that's next to our kitchen because
that one's always open and I'm always naked.
See, yeah. So our kitchen side window, the blinds are always open 2 feet above.
Is this
where
the one over the sink?
No, but near it, where the bar is. You know where all our
liquor is? Okay, I know what you're talking about.
So we always have like something.
It's like knee levels where it starts and stops, you know, above your head.
We always have something growing there. Like right now I have a mint plant that I'm growing. So I leave the blinds up like 2 feet.
Yeah.
But it's like if all the doors in our house were open, there's a straight beeline shot from that window
to the neighbor's
through our bedroom, through our bathroom.
Yeah.
So like if I didn't shut a door, I could be in the bathtub and see my neighbors.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And
I'm actually now like breaking down the layout of every house.
All the way through.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he and I both never wear clothes as much as possibly walking around, but we don't give a fuck about closing that window. I just challenge anyone to walk through the side of our house.
It's on them. They're on my property. My balls are out all the time, motherfucker. But yeah, I mean, but
that was like part of you guys like really kind of want them to.
maybe we're just lazy. And really enjoy being naked in our house.
Yeah.
Because why not?
But not only in your house, because like there's something about like just being naked and knowing other people can see you.
Yeah.
Hence why people go streaking or other kind of stuff.
We've gone skinny dipping
in
our pool.
But when you're in the legal confines of your own house, it's kind of like, hey, what the fuck are they going to do?
Well, Dutch, remember our pool party? We go naked. We go skinny dipping in our pool all the time, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Right?
Dude, yeah. 25 plus people naked.
Fucking crazy.
And then you look over and you see Hammy and Dan, and the only one clothed.
Of course, Hammy had to be fucking married at the time. If he was single, he would have had a much better time.
My God. What
else had clothes on? Did you forget about Ash already?
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Ash, Dan,
Ash
and
being
Hammy.
All mopey.
Sitting there all just, well, I mean, like, Hammy was definitely not mopey. He was just like,
he was happy.
I'm
he was having the time of his life. No, he was happy as
Of course he was.
I remember even saying that night because you know, tell that was he was still married, but before it was over, he was like, not wearing a wedding ring tonight, is what he kept telling me.
I love big titties.
Well, good job.
We still have 10 minutes.
It's on autoplay. I'm sorry.
Seriously, we got like 10 minutes left. 10 minutes.
I know. I'm just saying.
Wow, you really.
Seriously?
You really dutched that one up.
I did. I don't like the fact that my name is now a verb for fucking things up. Your fault. Go ahead.
Dutched it right up. Oh, man. Yeah. But,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just going off the whole naked thing. Just for funsies, like on the weekends, remember when I first started doing rave with you guys and I was living out in DC?
Yeah.
There were times, I was working obviously in a greenhouse during the summer and everything like that. It gets up to, you know, whatever, 105 degrees, like 100% humidity.
You get naked.
Right near the bay.
You were naked.
Yeah. I would walk around the greenhouse naked knowing nobody else is around. And it was like, it was strangely arousing because I would just like randomly get boners.
Yeah, because you're.
As I'm working.
Because you're not supposed to. Yeah, I get it.
It was just fun to be like, ooh, I'm doing something naughty.
I stood naked in the Burger King cooler.
What?
Yeah, when I worked at Burger King.
Hey, I worked at Burger King too.
Well, it was closing time and
final
call for alcohol.
And at this point, I was working at Burger King for like two and a half years. So the people I closed with were all pretty good friends. So I went to go change in the bathroom and the lights were off and the light switch had like 20 lights on it. I'm like, not going to bother. So I went into the cooler.
You worked there for 2.5 years and you didn't know which light switch turned on what?
This is when I just first started closing with them because you had to be like 17, 18 to close or something, right, Royce?
You had to be 17 to close and to go into the freezer, you had to be over 15.
Okay, so I go into the cooler and I start changing and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I took everything off for just a moment and I did this pose.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Hands on her hips.
I got dressed and I walked out. I'm like, guys, I was just naked. I was naked in the cooler. And yeah, I didn't like sit on anything or touch any food or.
Were there any guys? Did you work with any guys?
They were all guys.
It's a Burger King. Like,
totally jealous.
No, they probably went home and jerked off to that because back then.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
It's like, oh my
the
God.
Girl, the girl with a nice ass.
And
she told us we got naked, and that's enough to make me jerk off.
Sherry was naked.
And the freezer.
She was totally let's naked. Go in there and let's smell and see if we can see.
Do you think her nakedness or like her ass be over there?
And the freezer is a good place to run if you're being raped, too, because then the guy can't get it up because it's too cold. So you're set. That's where you want to hide.
That's a good point.
We used to get the towels, like the cleaning towels at Burger King, and dip them in water. And lay them out straight and put them in the freezer for a couple hours so they become swords and then we would fight each other with them.
Oh, yeah, bats.
Those were fucking weapons, man.
My brothers and I used to do that all the time.
It's the best.
I'm very hesitant to eat at fast food now, even though I still do.
Well,
I know what us motherfuckers do.
Well, speaking of really quick, do you saw McDonald's is serving breakfast all day now starting October?
Yes, I did, dude. Actually,
is that going to be like nationwide?
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How? By the way, why is it taking this long? Why were they being? There had to
because
be a reason
they're failing
why
now.
Dick holdouts because every other fucking place does it now.
They're in a crisis. They're losing money. They're not doing well, and they needed to make some sort of move that would be popular.
And this is Burger King.
So, like, how many people like when this does occur like nationwide? How many people like how long till people stop going? Hey, you guys still serving breakfast?
It'll be a while. It'll take people a while to get used to it.
Not necessarily, though. Like, these days, like, they just made an announcement, and everybody's connected on the internet in some form or another. So
the problem is now they're going to start asking now before it starts. This whole month is be like, you guys got breakfast now, right?
Hey, I'm still doing that.
Actually, they're probably going to be entitled assholes. What the fuck you mean you don't have breakfast? I read it on the internet.
Oh, I'm going to go to Burger King.
That was a Doug Stanhope bit like 7 years ago in his on his special 7 years ago about like the whole Subway breakfast about how it's literally the regular sandwich, but like a frozen patty of like egg material. And he's like, dude, I see where you're putting it. All I want you to do is just microwave that and then add it to my turkey sandwich. That's all I want you to do. Sir, we're not, it's hilarious bit, but the fact that it's taken this long, because Jack, you know, Jack in the Box knew it forever, Sonic, fucking every other fast food, aside from, like John, you were saying, Burger King and McDonald's, they're the only holdouts. Why?
Some Wendy's serve breakfast now too, and it's not bad.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
But it's the whole idea of like, oh, we can't serve this now because it's too late in the afternoon. It's like, no, dude, you have the same stuff in the freezer next to each other. Just heat that up.
Yeah, here's an idea. Can you do that at Taco Smell? Like, because they started doing breakfast. Can you be like, all right, let me get a hash brown taco and a six-layer burrito?
They could, but you would never want to, because if I don't know if you guys have ever had that, but that fucking breakfast defector nonsense is the worst garbage I've ever put in my mouth. And I banged on a fucking stairwell in New Jersey and ate her out too. That breakfast from Taco Bell is the worst thing I've ever had, ever.
Would you say that's worse, or the commercials that they have with these hipster people like, I'm from the South and I know biscuits?
I would rather eat the commercial than that.
You'd rather eat the actual digital file?
Yes.
Okay.
I would do it. I put it on a floppy disk and rather chew that than that fucking shit that Taco Bell
calls I've had it. Breakfast. I had their Crunch AM Crunch Wrap. It tastes like you're eating cardboard with dried eggs in it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's basically a Crunchwrap Supreme, but with egg.
No, it tastes like food that was cooked with an easy bake oven.
And yeah, Snack Center makes fun love and treats for you.
And then, like, if you wanted to, I don't know if they fixed it now, but if you wanted to get, like, I don't know, like orange juice or something, like to go with the breakfast at Taco Bell, you had to, they had these small little, like, high school cafeteria style. Yeah.
We
like,
only sell it in 8 ounces.
And also, it's called Naranja juice.
Yeah.
Because it's Spanish.
It does. Like, can I just get a sangria sunrise, please? We're not serving that yet.
It really does taste like food that killed the gypsy's kid. Like, it's not something you wanna have.
And eggs are so easy.
No other thinner fans besides John? Come on.
Eggs are the easiest thing to do. There's nothing hard about eggs. Just get the fucking thing right.
No, you'd be surprised how many people fuck up eggs.
No, I won't be surprised.
No, it's fucking ridiculous. Like at Burger King, the eggs were just these yellow discs that you put in the oven.
Right.
I refuse to be surprised. Fold over rectangles,
basically.
Yep. Have you ever eaten at a hotel and they fucked up the eggs and like, dude, it's egg beaters you pour from a fucking pitcher.
Yeah, those continental breakfasts are horse shit anyway.
Continental for what?
Yeah.
The only thing continental should be the Continental Championship.
That's it. Intercontinental.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. All I know is World Heavyweight Champions. This Intercontinental Championship stuff is bullshit.
I think we're kind of at the end of the show here, boys and girls.
Yeah, we really ran out of sales steam, didn't we?
It's late.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
I've been doing this show for the last 4 years, Maria. You don't know what time this ends?
You better stop.
We're like 2008.
I haven't played the clip I wanted to play yet, and I still have time.
Don't. No.
Where is it? It's the same bit loop.
No, it's not. It's not. You're welcome.
Assuming it's something Seth MacFarlane related. I'm assuming it's Family Guy.
Yeah, American Dad. 32 seconds of laughter.
So they're all different clips from different shows.
It's
just put together.
It's all one scene.
Really?
Yep.
Oh God, he's running out of ideas, isn't he?
Probably, but I really like that clip.
Of course. Oh, no. Hey, get ready for Hip Hop Juice tomorrow.
Yeah.
Guys.
Are you going to play outro music?
Because you will not be having that at all. So, what now?
Oh, turn it up. I can't hear the outro music. There you go.
I started playing just now.
Good.
So, you guys. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I slept in a ditch like a fucking man.
Sherry?
I am better than you because I'm going to Rainy Lake in case you haven't heard.
What?
Are you going to Rainy Lake? Because I'm going to Rainy Lake.
Okay.
Are you going to Rainy Lake, Dutch?
Am I going to Rainy Lake, yes. Sherry?
Oh, I am.
Marie, why are you better?
I'm going to Rainy Lake.
I'm better because I'm going to try putting boxer shorts under my dresses.
You should. And take pictures and see if it's so much worse. The next guy is going to be putting boxer shorts under his dresses. Johnny Cakes.
All right. I'm better than you because I get likes from my from trannies on my OK Pupid page.
Nice.
Royce.
I'm better than you because I showed my pool guy my penis and I barely got scared.
And I'm better than you because I'm the only one of Hammy's actual friends who thinks his girlfriend is cute. The rest of you are being sarcastic, according to him.
No, she is very cute.
She's adorable, right?
Yep.
I'm so jelly, dude. Anyways, hey, don't forget to listen to us tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. here on morelikeradio.com. The show is called Hippo Juice. It's on Wednesdays, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time. This is Dutch and Royce. We're on Tuesdays from 10 to 9. Or, sorry.
10 to 9. Yeah.
10 to 9. No.
10 they,
to
9. 23 hours strong.
Sweet bear wine.
We only close 1 hour to sleep.
I'm in Colorado. And
I'm in Colorado. Hard. It's all right, Dutch.
Nobody says it that way. 10 to midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com here on... What the fuck is happening right now? I'm ruining this ending. The fucking part. Hey, Mitch, take it away. Let's do it. You've been doing this show long enough. You take us out.
Make him away, toys.
You can't press buttons. You can. It is all about me. Anyways, fuck it. We will see you guys tomorrow night on Hippo Juice. Hey. See you next week. That's
Bitches leave.